Hey. Welcome to the Faithfully Confident podcast with Christian confidence coach Courtney Berry. That's me. This podcast was created for those of you who God called to become entrepreneurs and you desire the confidence to pursue a business. If you're starting on your journey and want to learn all things faith, confidence, marketing, and sales, you are in the right place. If you enjoy today's episode, share this episode on your social and tag me at SheBloomsFaithfully on Instagram. I'll catch you later and enjoy today's episode. Oh, and don't forget to subscribe. Hey, you guys. Welcome back to the Faithfully Confident podcast. So, we hit a little bit of a busy, crazy streak in October. And obviously nothing got recorded, which, you know what? That is totally okay. I am giving myself that permission and giving you the permission to just take a step back and breathe and relax and just be still whenever it is that your mind, body, and soul needs it. And there's just know that there's more to life than running a business. There's so many more things that God wants us to just enjoy and realize that we're countlessly blessed in so many areas of our life that our business is not number one. Yes, it is a huge part of who we are and a huge part of our life, but it doesn't have to be the big thing that is taking over your life and just sometimes may feel like, you know, oh my gosh, I need to get this done. I have to do this now. Oh, and then I need to get this done. And your mind is just constantly going and going and going and going. And that was what was happening with me in October. It's just, oh, I really need to record a podcast episode. Oh, I really need to do this. But you know what? I'll be honest with you guys. I only want to be recording episodes when I feel inspired and when I'm excited and lit up, because that is when the most divine inspiration starts pouring out of me. And I feel like my episodes become more influential to you is when I actually show up when I feel aligned with what it is that I'm speaking about, rather than showing up because I feel like I need to, right? Do you get where I'm coming from there? I'm sure you do with your life and in your business, because I mean, a lot of us have that. We're still healing from that hustle culture, that hustle mentality that entrepreneurship just started pushing on all of us, especially like once the online culture started growing through coaching and virtual assistants and all the many online jobs that you can have nowadays, which is such a huge blessing. I hope you guys realize just how blessed we are to live in a world where we have the capabilities and the resources to do the things that we're doing now in our life and in our business. And that is just so huge. That's so huge, you guys. So anyways, I'm not talking on this episode about how many resources we have and how blessed we are. We all know that. We don't need me to, you know, blurb out an episode about that. So what I wanted to talk to you guys today is kind of more, it's more of a ranting episode, like a little tangent episode, because I don't really have anything planned. I'm just sitting in my truck, just waiting for my massage appointment to start and going, you know what? I feel inspired to just talk today and just see what comes out from my mouth and what the Holy Spirit feels, you know, I feel led to speak about. So, but anyways, I have taken basically a breather from my business, but at the same time, I've not taken a breather. Like, I'm still here. I'm still present. And that happens sometimes. Sometimes God prompts us to take that step back so that we can slow down and be still and just breathe and bring us back into alignment on where it is that He's called us to be. Because sometimes when we're in that go, 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 go mentality, we start going into that fight or flight mode where our adrenaline is just coursing through our veins. And the only thing we feel like we should be doing is doing our business, because we're in that state of survival where we feel like we need to be doing things in our business. We need to be signing clients. We need to be making money. We need to be setting up this homepage. We need to be setting up this email list. We need to be setting up this. We need to be doing this. We need. But what is it that your soul needs? What is it that your mind needs? What is it that your body needs? Because when you are properly nourishing your mind, your body, and soul, and just filling yourself up with the Holy Spirit, I promise you guys, your business will flow so much smoother and you will be so much more aligned and excited, and the blessings will just, they're just going to shower over you to the point where you're going to just shake your head and go, oh my goodness, is this actually my life? But when you are showing up in your business with a forceful mind and taking forceful actions, that's going to show up in your business, and your clients and your audience are going to feel that. They're going to feel like they're being sold to. They're going to feel like, you know, there's no passion in your content anymore. They're going to feel that. So if you ever notice that your business is kind of in a state of just stalling and you're not really sure what it is you should be doing, you're looking at that to-do list and just thinking, oh my gosh, I have so many things that I need to be doing right now. Take that step back and just give yourself that permission to breathe and be still. Breathe and be still. That is very, very important as an entrepreneur that we're doing that, so that we can take that step back and assess our business, assess, you know, our mindset within our business, you know, what our body is doing, all of the things. It's so important to step back. And I know we live in a world, again, where we're still healing from that hustle mentality, but we don't have to hustle anymore to get our business going. We have so many resources available now, and there's so many people in the world that need what it is that you are offering. They want what it is that you're offering. And when you start pushing and, you know, poking your audience, going like, please buy, please buy, please buy, please buy, I need you to buy, I need you to buy, rather than, you know, taking the step back and going, I have what it is that my audience need. I have what it is that they need, and I'm so excited for them to sign up and to see it and be in this beautiful community and to learn and grow and have, you know, the resources that they've been maybe praying for. I'm excited for that, and I know that I have what it is that they need. And just show up with that energy every day in your business. And if you can't show up with that energy every single day, then it is definitely time to take a step back. Whether it's just taking a step back to breathe and assess, or it's taking a step back to go, you know what, I feel called to just pivot what I'm doing. And I've taken multiple pivots in my business. I'll be honest, I've taken many pivots. Like when I first started my online business, I was with an MLM, and then I realized, hey, you know what, I have so much potential to branch out on my own and start my own business. So I did that. I started with happiness coaching, and then I realized that I'm a very empathetic person and I take on other people's energies way too easily. So it was just too hard on me to talk with my clients and just bring it home with me. So I pivoted. I pivoted from happiness coaching to like other different avenues within the online coaching industry, like business. And I mean, I've kind of combined all my stuff together, and that's really cool with the online industry, is that you don't have to stay with what you're doing. You don't have to feel stuck. You are feeling stuck because you feel like you have to be stuck. You can pivot at any time, any moment that you feel God is calling you to pivot. You don't have a contract with yourself that says, hey, I signed up to do this company for 10 years. After 10 years, then I can pivot. No, absolutely not. If you feel the need to pivot, you feel your energy just like dissipating and you're no longer aligned and you're no longer excited for your business, please, please, please do yourself a favor and step back and give yourself that permission to just go wherever it is you feel called to go. So anyways, that is my random tangent for today. I should probably get into my massage. I have 5 minutes to get in there. So anyways, I love you guys. God bless you all. And again, thank you for listening. I love you so much. And I love recording these episodes. And I know sometimes I don't show up as much as I would like, but I want to show up at my best for you. And that means that sometimes I take a step back, and that is okay. So anyways, I love you guys. God bless you. And I will see you around for our next episode.
If If you made it this far in the episode, I wanted to take a moment and just personally thank you and share truly how grateful I am for your support. I really do appreciate you more than you know. And if you'd like to show more support with the podcast, please share it with others so they can find it, post about it on social media, and don't forget to tag me at She Blooms Faithfully. I love to connect with my listeners and hang out with you guys on Instagram. It would also mean a lot to me if you took a moment and left a 5-star review and rating. Thanks again, and I will see you next week.